on air,
1161 and 1476 AM.
Online
at abc.net.au/southeastsa
and the ABC Listen app.
You're listening to ABC Southeast with Selena Green.
And pretty regularly throughout the year, we like to check in with our local men sheds. We've got quite a few very active men sheds doing some really interesting projects. And Peter Hennis from the Mount Gambier men shed, well, does the task of, well, doing the whip around to all of our local men sheds. How are you doing, Peter?
Yeah, not too bad, Selena. Good morning, listeners. And it's a little bit slow this time of the year with some of the members and some of the sheds. We haven't got a lot to report, but we've got a little bit to report.
Good to hear. I mean, it is a colder, wetter time of the year, and sometimes it's hard to drag people out of the house. I don't blame them.
Quite a few of them head north too.
Yeah, I would fly the coop too to somewhere warmer if I had the chance at the moment too. Now, well, let's start with your club, Peter. The park benches that your club has been making are very popular.
Yeah, we've been making park benches for some time now, and the word must have got around because the shed has received an order for, well, we received an order initially for 10 park benches from the Coonawarra Holiday Park up there, and the gentleman come down and duly paid a deposit on it and so forth, and picked, I think, two or three benches up, and he said, "I've got somewhere else to put them as well. Can I have 20 of them, please?" righto.
We'll get
busy.
Yep.
So at the moment, we've got somewhere around about 25, I think, to still make. Plus, on top of that, we've got our raised garden beds, which are proven to be very popular as well. So there's only six men on them, and they're kept very busy at the moment. Mm. In fact, that busy that some of us off for the other things that we're doing are actually going over and helping them out a bit.
Great. You had a bit of a catch-up last night with some of your members and wives?
Yeah, every month the shed has a catch-up with the wives and other members, and we go out for a meal at a very different restaurant every month type of thing. And last night was out at the Blue Lakes Lynx restaurant out there. And if you've never been out for a meal on a Wednesday night when they have their schnitzel night, I tell you what, there was a few fellas last night that were packing some up and bringing it back home again. It was a big meal.
Yep.
It was well worth going out there.
Right. Now, you've got one of your members in particular working on quite a large project.
Yeah, we had four or five of the big burls off of a red gum given to us, and they were cut into about 60 mil slabs. And we thought, what are we going to do with them? And one of the fellas thought, well, why don't we make a clock and see if we can sell them out? Well, he thought, well, rather than putting it out to the public to see if someone wanted them, what he'd do is he made one up himself, and it's now pride and place above the kitchen at the men's shed, and really come up a treat.
Fantastic. And you've got some life memberships that have been awarded.
Yeah, in the last month or so, what the committee have decided to do is they've given out life memberships to some of the inaugural members of our shed, and this is 15 years that they've actually been in the shed. They've been very staunch, very really active and everything else, so they've decided that they're going to at this stage they've given 8 life members out.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations to all those members. Let's go to Port Mac. They've been making, some more outdoor furniture as well.
Yeah, well, they got their outdoor settings from us. They got the pattern, and at the moment they're making some for the Allendale East School, and they're also doing some building on the side of their shed for storage.
Fantastic. The Millicent crew are always quite busy, and that includes at the moment some shed extensions.
Yeah, I've been speaking for some 12 months or so now about the shed extensions at Millicent, and through their grants and everything else, they've finally started putting the framework. That's all up at the moment, a nice steel framework over there. I've seen a picture of it. That's all up there. They've been also selling kindling to raise money for themselves, and that's $8 a bag, and that's about a shopping bag full of kindling. So if you're interested in that one, And besides that, because the shed is involved in with the RSL over in Millicent, they had a visit last month from the minister Jeff Brock. He's from Port Pirie, but he's the minister for Veteran Affairs. So he came down on the 31st of May. On the 31st of May, they had a visit from Diabetes Australia. And that was talking about screening for diabetes and all that sort of stuff. I think that was in Diabetes Month or Week or whatever it was they were talking about. And most of the members over there stepped up to the plate and partook in getting their diabetes checked out.
Good on them. Good on them. What a good opportunity. So let's go to Kingston. And we're talking about garden beds being very popular, and they've made one that's a gigantic garden bed.
It is huge. The council over in Kingston got in touch with them, and they had to redo the garden bed that they already had, which they keep flowers and all that sort of stuff in. And it's 7 metres long and 1,200 mil wide, and it's about 600 high. And to add to that, they've also got a bench-type stool on the side of it. So people can actually go there and they can sit down and reflect on life or read a book or whatever they want to do while they're over there.
Beautiful. And one of their members is busy replacing some timbers on some seats as well.
Yes, the old wrought iron seats. They've got three of them over there. These are the type that Grandma and Grandpa used to have sitting out the front on the veranda. And so they've managed to get three sets of these, and they're fixing them all up. One of them will be offered for a raffle in September, but the other two, I believe, are going to be sold. And on top of that, they're also doing a new project over there. They've got a machine that they can bend metal with. And when I say metal, it's probably about 4 or 5 mil thick. Mm. They'll bend it into a circle, and they're going to make the old fruiter barrows.
Oh.
And these are the ones that you used to see in the olden days, where you pick it up and they got their fruit on it, and they walk around the street and you'd have fruit on it, or you'd have the baker's cart or something like that, you know, and they'd sell it. So they're making them over there and selling them, and they're hoping that women can use them for clothes baskets when they go out the shopping line, out the clothesline. Men can use it out in their shed when they're doing the barbecue, or even the local florist. You see a few of them these days that they're starting to use them there.
Beautiful. We've got Peter Hennis in the studio with us today, and Peter comes in pretty regularly throughout the year to give us an update on what our local men's sheds have been up to. And obviously we're talking about the fact that it's a bit cold at the moment, and a lot of the blokes fly up to the warmer weathers. And I think Keith is a bit low on numbers at the moment, but funny enough, they got a demand for mud kitchens, which is encouraging kids to get outside and get wet.
Yeah, they have. I mean, they've been sitting around drinking coffee and talking about the local medical situation up there, which you were talking about earlier this morning.
Yes.
And, with COVID and that still around, but they've still got a demand for the mud kitchens up there, but they've made a little bit of a modification to them as well, because not only the kids want them for the school, Dad wants them for when he goes fishing. So they're now making them as a fishing table. So if anyone's interested in that type of thing, get up there and see what they can do for you.
Fantastic. Garden beds continue to be in demand, as it seems to be. But park benches and garden beds are really a specialty now of our bench sheds.
I think they are at the moment. It seems to be everywhere, and it's not just here. I mean, they're over in Victoria as well. It's something that they've seemed to have hit upon, and people don't like the idea of bending over to put their veggies in, so they're getting the raised garden beds, and luckily we're able to do it.
Fantastic. And I like this one because Keith got a donation of some carpet recently, I understand. They're just trying to figure out where to put it.
Yes, they got a carpet donation to them, and it's in their coffee room, and in the last week or two, it's moved about four times, I think they said, because while they're sitting there drinking coffee, something might happen, and we'll move it somewhere else. And so they reckon that they've got a few more wild stories coming up before they actually get it put down to where it's got to be.
Yeah. Well, speaking of floors, well, that flows into nicely to Bordertown's report, because unfortunately they've had a bit of an issue with their kitchen floor.
They had a big issue. They had an infestation of termites up there, and they got a professional in, and luckily they have moved on. But it didn't affect the whole building or anything like that. So they had to replace the floor and a few of the joists and so forth in there. And in the meantime, one of the fellas up there has been making a little push cart. These are the type that, for your little toddler. Mm. So they've been making that up. And I mentioned last month about a dance floor, a butcher that does a bit of catering stuff around town.
Mm.
And so the dance floor's now been handed over.
Fantastic. Let's go over to Western Victoria with the clubs over there. Coleraine, looks like they really need some more members to help that club out.
Yeah, I talked to the fella that I normally talk to over there, and he didn't know much about what was going on because he's stuck up in Queensland and can't get home because of the flood and so forth. So what a place to be stuck.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's up there. And so he put me onto another fella in the shed. And unfortunately, they've had a few people that have passed away in that area. And that's making their numbers a little bit low at the moment. Mm. So, if anybody's interested in joining the Coleraine Men's Shed, slip over and have a talk with the fellas and join up.
And our last shed off the rank is Haywood. What have they been up to?
Haywood have got they do a fantastic job over there all the time. At the moment, they're rebuilding a kitchen for a teardrop caravan, so what an episode that'd be, and trying to fit that into place. They've been doing some seeding for the local school over there, making boxes for farmers so that they can store their chemicals in. And the important one that I've got to mention is on the 15th of October, Haywood Men's Shed will be running a health forum over there for the Black Dog Institute. And I mentioned about it last time when we were on that the Men's Shed Association had made a donation. Well, this is what they're going to do with that donation. It'll be held at 10 o'clock in the morning Vic time and running through till about 2 o'clock. There are a number of guest speakers over there for the day, and catering will be done by the Haywood Lions Club. And when I mentioned to him about a cost involved in this, he said, a donation to the Black Dog. He said, we've already got most of it covered, and they're just looking to do a donation for the Black Dog Institute.
Fantastic. So that's the 15th of October, and that's being hosted by the Haywood Men's Shed, if people want to go be part of that. Peter, always great to have you in, and stay well. We'll see you again in a few months' time.
We'll see you in a couple of months. Goodbye, Peter, listeners.
Peter Hennis there from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed, and Peter will be back in soon to give us another update of what our local men's sheds are up to. If you'd like to be a member of your local men's shed or find out more, give them a call. They're always happy to hear from new members, and they'll talk to you about what's involved.